and welcome to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make each day a day of heaven on earth. Using the information we provide, you'll learn useful living information to make a meaningful life work. We have a lovely format. Billy Roberti, my longtime friend and editor of my first book, Genie in the Bottle, interviews me, and we have a discussion. We'll also be able to take your calls live if you call in. Billy, how are you?
I'm doing great. And thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain is with you each week at this time on Fridays. World Ascension teacher, esoteric wisdom channel, and author of the bestseller Beyond the Flower of Life, Maureen has been teaching the Merkaba meditation and higher self connection worldwide since 1994. She has developed a unique ability to open the Akashic records based on her access to the higher self. Maureen works with individuals and groups to provide insightful information from their guides through her connection to the Akashic Records. She wrote the manifestation book, You Are the Genie in the Bottle, and has taught that manifestation workshop since 1994. Her customers tell us their genie workshop experience gives them the tools to understand and apply the law of attraction. Maureen has also taught the Flower of Life workshop, Merkaba Meditation, for over 15 years. And has released both a guided CD version of the Merkaba meditation and written the book Beyond the Flower of Life. Her company, Transformational Enterprises Incorporated, has developed the highly acclaimed emotional healing aromatherapy product line, Aroma Mandalas. She also writes for Daniel Brinkley's online magazine, Kinetics. Each week on this show, Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, we intend to inspire you with phenomenal information. Look to us to discuss transformation, which means permanent change, to give you ideas to inspire you to grow your connection with the universe, and to increase your relationship with God, Goddess, Source, whatever word you use, and the people around you. Today we are talking about relationships in the fifth dimension. Now, before we begin, Maureen and I would like to wish our listeners a happy Earth Day. Since 1970, we've been honoring the Earth on this day. Maureen, can you say something about Mother Earth's message that will be available only to those who purchase Colette Baron's Read book,
yes,
The Map, at a book launch?
Yes. We're co-promoting Colette Baron Read's new book. She has a couple of card decks that you may have. We have one in our library called The Wisdom of Avalon, which is fabulous. It's an oracle deck. And we are working with her. Our promotion for her will come out later this week. So if you're listening, go out to our website, www.maureenstgermain.com. You will get on our list. Once you're on our list, when we send the mailing out, you will have a chance to win a free Akashic Record reading. You will be able to download for free the sound file on Mother Earth. Now, what happened is some time ago, I started getting inquiries from people asking me what was going to happen with the future. And I, although I have some pretty good ideas about the future, I asked what I should do, and I was told to open up the records of Mother Earth. And so we did. And Mother Earth came through and gave us some very specific information. So it was a very curious combination of connection with Mother Earth, and she answered questions that people have. So we had two people asking the questions and holding space for the information. And it's about, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes long, so you can download it and get the answers to what Mother Earth is telling us about the future.
Mm-hmm. And what about any other gifts for everyone who goes through the look for the book launch?
Well, if you're looking for some good bargains, you can download, when you do the download, once you give us your email address, then you are also eligible with that one time to purchase anything in our store for 33% off. And we're also offering a $50 off of an Akashic Record reading. So even if you don't win, it's a chance to get an Akashic Records reading at a very good price. But you do have to go to our website. You do have to receive the mailing. And that's all going to happen this week. So don't delay. Get on our website, MaureenStGermain.com. It's MaureenStGermain.com.
And I believe that starts April 26th, next week.
Good. Very good.
Okay, as we start, Maureen and I invite you to write down the listener call-in number, 1-800-930-2819, so you can call and ask questions. So, Maureen, we've been talking about the fifth dimension, what it's going to be like in making every day a day of heaven on earth. Could we just do a quick review of that for anyone who hasn't heard that, and then we're going to move on to how will relationships look like in the fifth dimension?
Okay.
When I mean relationships, I mean relationships with everyone, not just your
beloved.
Beloveds, yes. That's another radio show.
Sounds good. Okay, so relationships are going to be very, very different, and people are going to interact with each other in a very proactive way. And one of the ways I can tell you about this is a true story, happened this past week. Someone who is a member of our study group, and by the way, you can join the study group for free. All you have to do is let us know you want to be in the genie circle. And that's where I spend an hour with people, a minimum of one time a month. It's not exactly a scheduled time, but we do send out notices and you can join in. Anyway, this young lady, and her husband, and their young child live together here in the New York City area. And her husband is a filmmaker and does TV shows. So he presents information about America to the European market. And he was doing a show, filming, at a store somewhere in the New York area, and his iPad was stolen. And he didn't tell his wife right away because he was quite concerned and embarrassed that he had let this happen. So finally he tells her, and she starts asking him, well, where did this occur? And you know, like, what was the name of the store? So she took it upon herself to go to this location and speak to the shopkeeper and say to him, you know, there's only two choices. Either someone took it, or it was somebody in the staff. And I'd like you to ask them to return it. No questions asked. We're not going to chase anybody, and there's no issue with us going to the police. And we'd really like you just to help us out. You know, we're a young couple. We're just making ends meet, blah, blah, blah. So the shopkeeper thought, why not? And gave his staff the talk on karma. And just, you know, what you send out comes back. That's all he said. And the next day he called them and said, I have your iPad.
Wow.
Came back. That's a fifth dimensional experience. In other words, you're still going to interact with people. There's still going to be things that aren't quite right, but you're able to fix it. At 5D, solutions are forthcoming effortlessly. That's 5D.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm. So?
So tell us a little bit more. What will it be like at work, at home, with friends? How will that be different?
At home, what happens is instead of waiting till you get caught in a fib or a lie, you're going to feel so anxious about what you've done or said that you're going to say to your partner, you know, I need to tell you something that happened, and I'm really concerned that I might be hurting you or upsetting you. And they'll listen, and they'll go, well, it's not a problem. It's okay. That kind of thing also will occur. So there's this generosity of spirit. Another thing that happens is you'll go into your joy and stay there very easily. So when something does happen that upsets you, then you find a way to find your joy. And another example of a story that happened, a true story, is if you've read my blog, you know about our experience with the hotel being evacuated in Hawaii when the tsunami came and everyone had to leave, and we actually spent the night in the car. And when we were all kind of settling in the car, and we're just kind of commiserating about what would happen next and what we would do. My partner in the front seat with me, a lovely woman named Irene, said, well, you know, what are we going to do if we have to stay here longer and we can't go back to the hotel? And I thought about it for a minute, and I said, well, you know, we can go to Jeffrey's Farm because this is a gentleman that I know and we're friends with, and he would be happy to host us and figure out a way. He has some tents on the property, and we'd make it work. And she said, oh, good, because then we won't have to cancel our appointments with him on Saturday. And it was so funny because it was like a woman saying, oh, good, I can still get my nails done. It was just so sweet. And we laughed and laughed and laughed. And later we realized that that laughter helped antidote the concerns about the reality with the great pain that was going on in Japan. So we were actually serving a very good purpose by being in our joy and having a really good time, even though other people were having a tough time. It was a very exquisite solution and support of that work, because we were doing what we had to do. We were spending the night in the car. We were roughing it a little bit, but not like the others. Another example of 5D. So it's a very joyful experience. And if you find yourself, as a listener, if you find yourself laughing and giggling about something that really has a bit of irony to it, and you think to yourself, you know, this is really crazy that we're laughing, but it's funny and we're finding our joy in it, you've gone to 5D. You've jumped yourself into that version of the reality that is a 5D experience. So,
our relationships and friends be different in the fifth dimension. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. This is Billy Roberti, and we'll be right back.
Action Whey and Emerald C combined give your body the complete nutritional foundation nature intended. Hi, this is Paul Bland. Since I have been drinking Action Whey and Emerald C on a daily basis, I've started building the nutritional foundation that nature intended. I am 57 and my blood pressure is 120 over 78. I've lost 20 pounds, I have more energy, and I feel great. For more information on building a foundation of nutrition naturally, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Lower back pain can be a real pain in the, well, you know. The newly patented Vacupractor relieves that pain simply, inexpensively, and from the privacy of your own home for just $59.95. Listen to what Brad and Dottie have to say about their Vacupractors.
The Vacupractor is amazing. I've had back pain for so long, it's taking time to adjust to not having the pain there.
Each time I've used my Vacupractor, I've gotten instant relief. I would recommend anyone with stiffness and lower back pain give the Vacupractor a try.
Vacupractor is just a one-time cost of $59.95. And you can use it whenever you need in your own home. How does it work? Simple. The Vacupractor uses vacuum pressure. It stretches muscles, restoring proper nerve function and reducing the possibility of disc failure. Finally, a simple, effective treatment for lower back pain that really works.
For more information about the Vacupractor or to order yours, call 800-676-9320 or visit vacupractor.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Welcome back to Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain, talk radio to help you make every day heaven on earth. Today we're talking about relationships in the fifth dimension. Before we get into that, Maureen, Tell us about the Questers Conference in Canada that you will be attending next week.
Yes, I am going to be presenting in Harrison Hot Springs, Canada, at Questers. It is a group of people who originally began to study dowsing, or the use of the pendulum, and they have grown their work quite a bit since they originally began. And I'll be talking about becoming fifth dimensional and how to manifest in 5D and all of that. It's available if somebody wants to attend, so you'll just go on their website. I believe I gave you that website, Billy.
No, it's Questers, Questers.ca.
So this organization has a newsletter, which you can ask for, and you can become a member if you'd like, and you can attend their event. I do not believe you need to be a member to attend their event. And we're going to be talking about becoming fifth dimensional and what it's like and how to talk fifth dimensional and all of those things.
I'm looking at their website now.
Yeah.
Looks very, very interesting.
Yeah, so check it out. So one of the things we're going to talk about, and we talked about this offline when we started, is the idea of choosing to become fifth dimensional is a very easy thing to do because you can start to pay attention to the way you talk. Now, you know, many, many years ago, probably 30 years ago, when Louise Hay first came out with her information on how to operate in a very proactive way, she taught us to pay attention of the way we speak. You know, are we saying things like, I can't do this, or I ought to do this, or I have to do this? And she would say, you know, change your language and change your life. You know, change the way you speak, change the way you think, and it changes your life. And it really caught on. And what I have come to realize is that we can do the same thing all over again, becoming fifth dimensional. And if you've been hearing some of the other shows that we've given, we've talked a lot about what 5D means. And just for a brief heads up, 5D is the place where there is no polarity. There is no negative polarity. Now, the reason there's no negative polarity is because anything that is not of God doesn't occur to you. So it's a bit like, you know, if you have a good friend and you want to impress them, you're not going to take them to McDonald's. You're going to take them to a nice restaurant. So it doesn't even occur to you to go to McDonald's. So let's say McDonald's would be the negative choice. In 5D, that doesn't even cross your mind. So it's not like you're being limited because it's not even something that you would think of. At 5D, you're so plugged into God that everything you do is God-centered. So one of the primary ways to change everything is to start saying every morning, I'm asking for a day of heaven on earth, because heaven on earth is 5D. It's the equivalent of what heaven is in all our traditional knowing, and then putting it right where we're at. Then when we look at our language, we start to pay attention to what we say.
And we speak in the present, not in the future. Not I am going to, or I will, but it's I am.
Right. And then when you're trying to manifest something, you're, I intend that, and it does the same thing. I intend that, not I intend that I'm going to, but I intend that I am, blah, blah, blah. Now, another way that you can pay attention to your language is to watch the polarity words. And one of the most common polarity words that people use these days is right, R-I-G-H-T. And I had a conversation with someone just the other day, and she was saying, well, I'm not going to worry about semantics. You know, I'm just, you know, convinced of blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I quite agree with you, and I don't need to get there either. But when she said, I'm looking to do the right thing, I immediately responded, well, it's the thing that pleases me, not necessarily the right thing, the thing that I harmonize with. And the reason we don't want to use the word right is it because right reinforces the validity of wrong. When you use the word hot, you're reinforcing the validity of cold. When you use the word high, it reinforces low. And those two exist together as opposite sides of the same coin, for example. So you consciously replace those words with new words that are non-polarized and non-pejorative. That means you choose a word such as, this pleases me, or you say, I'm going to do what's the best for me, the highest and best for me, or I'm choosing to take action that feels good and in harmony with who I am. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. And that keeps us out of judgment, which keeps us out of polarity.
Exactly. Years ago, when I was a young woman with young children, I was trying to get my mother to come and visit us. And she and my father traveled all over the world, and they were quite busy. And every time I invited them, they had someplace they had to go. And I was starting to get a little discouraged. And every time she would write me and say, gee, this is long before email, of course, she would write me back and say, you know, I really would like to come, but, you know, we've got this convention or that event and you know, blah, blah, blah. And I understood, but at the same time, my feelings were hurt. So I recognized that. And I said to my mother in a letter, you know, it's okay that you can't come. I'm totally okay with that. But I would like to request that if you can't come, just write me and say you can't come. Please don't tell me why. Because I knew the minute I asked, why can't you come? And she would give me, well, your father has this convention, or we have to go to your sister's, or whatever the reason was, I would feel less than that event. And So I knew that if I didn't know why, then I wouldn't be in a place of judgment. So even back then, I understood that when you step out of a purposeful way of looking at why people are doing things, you actually step away from judging because then you don't know. It's like purposefully setting yourself up to succeed. So one of the ways you can do that in your own interactions with people is stop asking the question why. It doesn't matter why. Because if you think why will solve the problem, you're only looking to change the behavior. So if I say to you, Billy, could you come over to my house and have dinner with me, and you say, gosh, I can't on Tuesday. And if I say to you why, you're going to say, well, you know, I'm going to be washing my hair, and I'm just playing here. But right away I'm going to go, well, she doesn't want to see me, and I'm going to be hurt and blah, blah, blah. So the knowing of why allows you to move into judgment. So that's another tool. Don't do the why. Let it be okay that you don't have that sorted out.
And you don't have to explain.
Yeah. Yeah. So you had a couple of other questions you were going to ask me about?
I'm looking at me and talking with my friends, it seems like we're very near a tipping point. I see myself and others flip-flopping between third-dimensional and fifth-dimensional behavior patterns. Like sometimes we will say, I can't, or, oh, that gets me so angry. Or, you know, and, you know, we do try to coach ourselves through this and upgrade what we're saying so it's, you know, I hate this when this happens. You know, that doesn't serve a purpose at all. It keeps us in the third dimension. So the way to stay in the fifth, what kinds of things can we do to help when others are feeling challenged?
Well, the most important thing is to get a buddy. And when you find yourself saying something like, oh, I'm out of time, I don't have enough time to get this done, I'm worried that I'm going to be late, like I was dealing with you this morning because I'm trying to catch a plane after this show, you said, well, let's call in the angels. And it's absolutely true. We want to call in the angels, and we want to remind all of you who are listening that we have a wonderful meditation to the archangels that can help you. And don't be afraid to say, I'm calling in all the angels to help me, or I'm calling in Archangel Michael to make me feel safe. I'm calling in Archangel Uriel to help me with my job search or with getting things done and having enough energy to get things done. We can call in Archangel Chamuel for our relationships, whether they're personal or professional, whether they're your sweetheart or your family. You can call in, Gabriel. He's the master communicator, and if you have trouble with your communication, so you need extra help, you call in Gabriel. We call in Archangel Raphael for healing and helping us to antidote issues and problems that come up. Zadkiel is for the transmutation of karma and negativity so that we don't have to stay a certain way just because it's been our history. So, you know, call upon the angels. And if you don't know which one, just say, I'm asking the angelic realm to pick the right angel to help me in this situation. And there's no limit to the number of angels that can help you.
Okay, as we draw the show to a close, just a quick reminder to check www.MaureenSaintGermain.com for our current specials. If you've missed any part of this interview, you can hear it on its entirety on our website. Next week, I'll be having a conversation with a very special guest, Monty Taylor, the astrologer. We'll talk about astrology in the new earth of the fifth dimension. This is Billy Roberti with Maureen St. Germain, bringing you Heaven Sent with Maureen St. Germain. Until we meet in the heavens, we're wishing you a million blessings this day and claiming a day of heaven on earth for you and all you meet.